This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official Raiders podcast. I'm your host, JT. As we begin, Happy New Year. And thanks for listening to the podcast all season long. Logging on to Raiders.com, going to iTunes, Twitter, the Raiders Facebook page. And thanks for sending this podcast out virally. I really appreciate it. We'll be here throughout the offseason when there is breaking news, when there's more to tell you from the draft, free agency. There's a lot happening as we speak here. We're a fluid podcast. Just keep it here at Raiders.com for all your news in the offseason as we get ready on this edition of the podcast to wrap up the regular season. A lot to say on this podcast, but I want to begin with NFL relocation. The Raiders put out a press release that said, in accordance with the relocation policies, the Oakland Raiders submitted a relocation package to the NFL. The matter is now in the hands of the NFL owners. An owners' meeting is scheduled to take place in Houston, Texas, on January 12th and 13th. For Raider fans, this is the question that more people ask me than any other question, including the team on the field. It's about the future of the silver and black and where they will be. And I say the same thing. From knowing Mark Davis and the way Mark Davis has been transparent and honest about this whole situation, when Mark Davis has something new to say, he'll let the entire global Raider Nation know about that. Mark Davis has made it clear that he would like to stay in Oakland, to work with the county, the politicians, the city of Oakland to try to get the best deal available for the franchise, because Mark Davis's number one goal is to secure this franchise long term in the name of his father and the passion that he has his entire life for the Raiders. It's a very complicated issue, along with the Rams and the Chargers. Three teams have filed formally for relocation, and we'll know a lot more here in the next week or two after the owners' meeting and leading up to the Super Bowl. So the Raiders have a massive fan base around the world, a diehard fan base in Oakland, a massive fan base in Los Angeles, and I just can tell you this, Raider fans, Mark Davis will keep you up to speed, and when he has something new to tell you, and we know something coming out of the owners' meeting, we'll pop in for another podcast, or there'll be an announcement from the Raiders at the website or via social media. All right, let's wrap up the regular season, a season that ended with a record of 7-9. I think there was a lot of good this year, and the Raiders showed much improvement on the football field, and I want to begin with Jack Del Rio as the head coach. I think that Coach Del Rio did an exceptional job. As he took over the Raiders as the head coach, this was not his football team. This was not his roster. And he really worked well with Reggie McKenzie, with the personnel that he had heading into training camp at Napa. Seeing him up in Napa, his focus, his desire to make this team better every day, Jack Del Rio lives that. He gets up every day and he tries to improve the Raiders. And for a coach who wanted to be the head coach of the Raiders, since he got into coaching, I think that Jack Del Rio proved to every fan that he's in it for the long haul and he will work every day to make the silver and black better. You know, it's tough to get chemistry with the personnel department when you came in. And from all accounts, he worked well with Reggie McKenzie, with the roster that they broke down coming out of training camp and out of the preseason to that 53-man roster, dealing with injuries, bringing in players, and doing the best to put the best product out on the field. You all know this, Raider fans. That team showed up every game and played hard. Even though they had a losing record, there was never a game where I think you questioned the passion of the Raiders and the performance of the players given 100%. And I think that comes from the top down with Coach Del Rio. I can't wait to see what Coach Del Rio does with this defense after an offseason of free agency and another upcoming draft. When you look at the team overall and the success in the NFL of football teams, I believe it comes down to your star players and your core players that you can build a championship around. Look at Tom Brady and Belichick and the way they've done it in New England. When Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl with their star players, including Charles Woodson, the Seattle Seahawks and the success they've had recently building around their stars on defense with an outstanding quarterback and a great running back. The key is building around your stars, bringing in players that can help the stars become elite stars. That's a direction I think the Raiders are going in, and we'll start with quarterback Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr It was a little rough near the end of the season with some turnovers, but overall, he had an outstanding season. Carr ended up with 3,987 yards, 32 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. That's a 91.1 quarterback rating. And I think there's much to improve on because he's a young quarterback, but he's an exceptional leader on the field and especially in the facility and representing the Raiders around the country. The sky is the limit for number four at quarterback. And clearly, he's upset about the way the team performed in some home games and some of the mistakes that were made, but he's accountable. To have a quarterback this young in his career throw for close to 4,000 yards and 32 touchdowns, I can't wait to see what Derek Carr does next year as this team continues to improve in the offseason. At the running back position, Latavius Murray was your starter for the whole year, and he stayed healthy for the most part and went over 1,000 yards, 1,066 yards on 266 attempts. That's a 4.0 yards per carry, and he had 9 runs of over 20 yards or more. I think Latavius proved that he could be an every down back in this league, that he's physical, and he could stay healthy, but clearly there needs to be more improvement from Latavius moving forward to be more of a dominant back. If you look at him statistically in the AFC, he's right at the top, but still there is a way to go. I think the Raiders found their starting running back, and Latavius proved to the Raiders that he can be that featured running back. The key is him improving coming into next year. Wow, what a season for Amari Cooper. Brilliant. For a rookie at his age, shattering records for a rookie when it comes to receptions at this early age and yards. 72 receptions for 1,070 yards and 6 touchdowns. But his professionalism on and off the field is what jumped out at me. We talked about this here on the podcast. Cliff Branch said it. I talked to Fred Biletnikoff about it. This guy is the true professional. He shows up every day and gives everything to this organization. Imagine the career he's going to have. Amari Cooper was outstanding his first year with the Silver and Black, and the sky is the limit. And then the performance of Michael Crabtree came into the Raiders looking for a long-term contract, and he got it because of his play on the field. I thought Crabtree was exceptional. When you look at his 922 total yards, that was fantastic. He was an impact receiver who could go deep, get in the end zone with the 9 touchdowns, and play at a very high level and was physical. He didn't mind going over the middle of the field and getting knocked around. Crabtree would be a number one receiver on other teams, could have had well over 100 receptions this year, but hey, Cooper had to get his touches along with some of the other playmakers there. I thought Crabtree did an exceptional job, and I'm happy he's going to be a Raider long term because he wants to be here. A lot of guys in the position of Michael Crabtree would take the money and go somewhere else. But there was no doubt that he wanted to be a Raider. He realized that it was important to play for the Silver and Black, and Mark Davis rewarded him with a contract extension. I think he's still in the middle of the prime of his career. And if we can talk about him over the next 2 or 3 years, I think there is 100 receptions coming. I think that there'll be a double-digit year in touchdowns. Again, 9 touchdowns on the year was fantastic on 85 receptions. Way to go, Michael Crabtree. And how about the success of Seth Roberts? I remember Seth Roberts in the preseason fighting for a job. He earned that job and ended the year with 480 yards and 5 touchdowns. I think the biggest positive going into the offseason is that the Raiders are set at quarterback and at wide receiver. Of course, something could happen where they could add depth at the position, but look at the core players, including Clyde Walford at tight end with his 3 touchdowns, and he proved that he is going to be a young, developing target for Derek Carr in years to come. I like the weapons. The core of the Raiders' offense is set when it comes to wide receiver, quarterback, and I think they found a tight end who can be explosive, and he's going to get better. So that's the offense. You know, when you look at the offensive line and some of the improvements we saw with Rodney Hudson coming in from Kansas City, Gabe Jackson is a fantastic young player in this year. And I thought Donald Penn had a big year. Very underrated from talking to analysts around the league. He really stepped up and played a tough position and played it well, I think the Raiders will make adjustments to the offensive line in the offseason. But they showed up and played hard, and the chemistry was there all year long. Let's move to the defensive side, and I want to lead, obviously, with Charles Woodson. What a pleasure to see C. Wood play in his final season and have a big impact year, to go to the Pro Bowl with five interceptions, to play banged up through most of the year, to be the ultimate leader on this team, to eventually go to the Hall of Fame and wrap up his career as a Raider and play at a high level. That's something I know Raider fans are going to take with them the rest of their lives. We were all fortunate to watch Woodson play the beginning of his career and the end of his career with the silver and black and go out on top as a professional. Didn't get to the playoffs, didn't win a Super Bowl with the Raiders, but he played at the highest level, and he goes out with his chin held high. Woodson had an outstanding year, and there'll be more to come with the Pro Bowl coming up right around the corner. Malcolm Smith came in with 122 tackles on the year, very productive at the linebacker position, and the emergence of David Amerson at quarterback, who the Raiders brought in what I thought was a desperate time at that position, and Amerson stepped up and proved that he deserves to play with the Raiders and have an opportunity long-term. A physical corner who understands how to turn on the ball and make plays. It was a lot of fun to watch him play. And then, you know, on the defensive line, to see Jelly Ellis, when he was healthy, play at a high level. Alden Smith, before his suspension. Justin Tuck, even though he got hurt. How about him? Nominated for a Man of the Year accomplishment in and around the organization, the ultimate professional. This team's got a lot to look forward to. The defensive line was able to do a pretty good job at stopping the run this year. Rushing yards per game, they came in at 13th overall at 104 yards a game defensively. It was an upgraded defensive line at the tackle position, and the linebackers played better, and I think there'll be obviously changes in the defensive backfield because a lot of players won't be back, and especially the retirement of the great Charles Woodson. But I wanted to end up, when we talk about personnel on the defensive side, with Khalil Mack. He is the future of this organization on defense. 15 sacks, an absolute monster this year. He never stopped the entire season. He kept getting to the quarterback. He could add 23 or 24 sacks. He got so close to the quarterback so many times that the ball came out that I can't imagine what his career is going to look like in the next 3 or 4 years. Mack is the best young defensive player in all of football, and the Raiders have him. The future of the Raiders defense lies in Khalil Mack, who is another professional, just like Amari Cooper, just like Derek Carr, and the core of this franchise going forward. I love the way Mack played this year. And finally, Marquette King, as a punter, had a big year also. 44.5 average, 40.7 net, 40 punts inside the 20. Marquette King, congratulations on having a big year with the silver and black. So we mentioned relocation, the possible ability to go to L.A. or stay in Oakland. We'll have more on that. And then coming up, the draft and free agency, which I think is going to be a really exciting time here for the Raiders because of all their salary cap room. I don't have the exact numbers, but they are number one when it comes to salary cap room and the ability to go out and sign free agents. And I think Reggie McKenzie's the guy to do it. I think Mark Davis has made it clear that he could go after any player available and be responsible with that cap, but bring in players who want to play for the Oakland Raiders and want to help this team get to the next level. With the 7-9 record, the team was 3-5 at home, 4-4 on the road, and the Raiders had a minus 40 differential, being that they scored 359 points but gave up 399. On the offensive side, total yards, 5,336. That ranked 24th. When it came to yards per game, they were also ranked 24th at 333 yards a game. And I think this is an important stat. When you look at passing yards per game, 16th with 242, but the rushing numbers were down again. And I think that's a problem going forward. The Raiders have to improve on their 28th ranking of rushing the ball for only 91.1 yards per game. When it comes to points per game, the Raiders ranked 17th. With 22.4, and as we move to the defense, I think that's the side of the ball where the Raiders need to show the biggest improvement next year. They ranked 22nd in yards per game with 363. Passing yards per game was their Achilles heel. Ranked 26th, giving up 288 yards per game. Rushing yards per game, as I mentioned earlier, 13th at 104.9. And points per game, they gave up close to 24.9, and that ranked 22nd in the league. So clearly, I think most Raider fans understand the defense needs to be upgraded. If the Raiders are going to get to the playoffs, they can't be ranked in most of the categories in the 20s. They have to get into the top 10 or the top 15. And once that defense improves with what we talked about with Carr, and especially the play of Cooper and Crabtree and Latavius running the ball and Walford at tight end, I think if the defense steps up a notch in the offseason personnel-wise and makes improvements under Jack Del Rio, Ken Norton Jr., and the rest of that coaching staff, that will clearly help the Raiders next year improve on that 7-9 record. And finally, I wanted to mention the fans. You know, I get the opportunity working for this organization to travel on the road and to see fans in Oakland. And this year, Raider fans were exceptional again. The turnouts were outstanding, from the tailgates to the passion to all the charity events to everybody who shows up via social media and comes to this website in enormous numbers. Thank you on behalf of the Silver and Black. This global fan base continues to grow, continues to be one of the most passionate fan bases in all of professional sports. And the sky's the limit next year, as this team has stuck with the Raiders over the last decade as they've tried to improve, made a lot of different changes, but now seems to have the coaching staff, the personnel department in place, and those core players that I've been talking about to make a run for years to come and be a perennial playoff team that can compete for the Super Bowl. So as we wrap up the last podcast of the regular season, it was good to see that the schedule is out. We don't have the dates yet, but the opponents for next season. And I find this very interesting. And I love when the dates are set. Raider fans go out there and they book air travel and hotel rooms to get out there and follow the Silver and Black on the road. Let's take a look at the home schedule first. The Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Buffalo Bills, and the Atlanta Falcons, along with the Carolina Panthers. So the Raiders got a team that ended the regular season heading into the playoffs at 15-1 with Cam Newton, who I think we'll all assume will win the MVP. So again, the Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, that will be with a healthy Andrew Luck. The Buffalo Bills, and Rex Ryan was just told earlier in the week that he has to make the playoffs or he's going to get fired. So that'll be a motivating team. And the Atlanta Falcons, that got off to a really good start this past year and then flamed out at the end, and they'll be highly motivated. And, of course, the Raiders play the division games against the Broncos, Kansas City, and the San Diego Chargers. Here's the opponents for the Raiders on the road in 2016. At the Jacksonville Jaguars, a trip to Nashville against the Tennessee Titans, the Baltimore Ravens, and then one of my favorite road trip cities, New Orleans. Yes, back to Bourbon Street, New Orleans, and a great town for the Raider Nation to take over, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So look at that. Two games in Florida, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Nashville, Baltimore, and New Orleans, and then the home games, of course, against the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, and the San Diego Chargers. I'd like to thank everyone at Silver and Black Productions for giving me the resources. Will Kiss from the media department and all the help they've given us all year, getting us guests, everybody behind the scenes, definitely when it comes to social media at Raiders.com, and especially the whole team when it comes to the Raiders Facebook page and on Twitter. I'm JT the Brick. Stay tuned. Keep downloading the podcast. We'll be here when there is some breaking news, and I expect there to be some breaking news in the next couple of weeks. Thanks again for listening to the official Raiders podcast.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.